So, if you have been stepped on, lied to, hurt, if it really bothers you, you need to start studying what psychopaths are. Spend 6 months studying psychopaths. I spent 10 years studying sociopaths, psychopaths. And these people are real. They're in church. They're on the job. They're in your family. They're pretty much everywhere. Because most people have sold their soul to greed, the world, the flesh, and pride of life, which is pretty much they sold their soul to the devil. The devil's system, which is the flesh mind. The devil wouldn't have a kingdom if there wasn't the world, the flesh, and pride of life in a human. So the 666 is the number of the beast, but it's also the number of man. It's the flesh side of Adam and Eve. Eve was the first psychopath. Now, a psychopath is crazy, and they always overstep, just like a Jezebel and a narcissist. They're all the same, really. They all have the same traits. If you study narcissism, you might not see the psychopath, which is really to the nth degree. Psychopath is like the nth degree narcissist, you know. I'm watching a few situations, see how it plays out. The psychopath, is a apex predator, but if once you see the game, what they're looking for, then you win. They're looking for your empathy, your loyalty. They actually test you. They'll do little tests to see how far you'll go. I noticed that with a friend growing up. I thought something ain't right. This dude is not even, I thought it was like a childhood friend, but it was like, the more I studied psychopaths, I thought this person's not even, this person's a psychopath. Man, you have to walk away from them. A lot of times psychopaths are developed in an environment of abuse, you know. If there's somebody around drinking all the time, cursing, you know. The sad part about some psychopaths who really, because they were raised in a church or something, they think they're okay. When evidently, I mean, think about it. A psychopath thinks you're naive because of your empathy and your kindness and all that. And we look at them as just snakes and sharks, and they're not human anymore. And so they think everybody's like them, and we think everybody's like us until we wake up to the fact that, oh, there are some people that just gave up their humanity, you know. And humanity is designed for humans, right? They get to a point where they hate humans and they go to their dog or their cat or their snake. I actually dated a lady who had a snake in her house. I said, once I finally put all the pieces together, I said, nope, I'm not marrying this woman. She was a good cook. Her hands are like the prettiest hands in the whole world. We talked, but that was a done deal. What's scary is the ones that you talk to the most. Let's say you talk on the phone for 5 hours, just constant. You start to realize the only reason they were doing that is to try to bond you and to see your weakness. They were not really interested in having a conversation. They were just setting you up. It's sad. Those are the shapeshifters that are dangerous. And then once you realize what you're dealing with and it starts to repeat, you're like, I'm done. They actually take when they test you, okay, so here's the deal. When they test you and to see how far you'll go, test your boundaries and all that, they're actually laughing at you. They're laughing at you. You know, it's really sad. So these narcissistic, psychopathic, legalistic Jezebels, I mean, think about it. They want you to come to church and tithe, but they won't tell you the whole Bible. Flesh versus the spirit. Everything is the flesh versus the spirit. They won't tell you that. How come I know more than the preachers? And I didn't learn it from the preachers. Well, I did learn the Bible from the preachers, but the code I had to meditate on it for years. The flesh versus the spirit. That's what's happening in this reality. Let them find a prey, but it ain't going to be you. Because you're going to study narcissism, you're going to study sociopaths, psychopaths, and you're going to be prepared. Your worst enemy is really not the government, it's somebody rubbing shoulders with you that's predatory, that's trying to come after you. They want to steal, kill, and destroy. Never forget that. Like a car salesman sells you a car and he goes back into the back and laughs because he got over on you. Like a psychopathic leader says something that's not genuine, they turn around and go back behind the scenes and laugh, you know. Like Jezebel, she traps you and makes you think, she tells you she loves you, and then you find out she don't even love herself. How can she love you? And all her actions are not about love, it's about control, you know. When Jezebel tells you that she loves you, and initially the actions seem like love, you know. But then, all of a sudden, the control issues start to kick in. And it's like, wait a minute, this was never love, this is like a control freak. And they're like psychic vampires. They'll take all your time, your energy, your money, your houses, your cars, your identity. They actually want to take your identity. Identity swaps. It's insane. Your gifts, your talents, your inventions, everything. They want to steal it all. Investments, retirement, whatever, your gifts, your time. They want to steal your time more than anything. If they can steal your time with God, they'll do it. You actually see people trying to break your flow. I actually see that now. So you're in the flow, right? And there's people actually trying to break your flow. That is a witch, demon, witch, warlock. They want to break your flow, break your progress, break your... They don't understand you. Because you're one with God. You don't need a lot of people. You don't run from it, but you don't need a lot of people. And once you see somebody's low vibration, you do run from them. The biggest red flag is when you're talking to somebody and they always interrupt you. That's the Jezebel spirit right there. That is a person, that's actually a fool, because foolish behavior, that is, because they're not going to grow. They're not going to learn, and they don't really want to learn or grow. They want if they're trying to break. I had a family member that would do that. Every time you talk to her, she would break the conversation. And I learned early on, well, I don't even need to be here. Why are we talking? If you're breaking the conversation, I don't need to be here. If you don't want any feedback, you either hate men or you're so prideful you think you've already arrived and you know it all. It's a two-way conversation. It's always a two-way conversation. Or it should be. And when it's not, the healthy leaders listen. The unhealthy leaders don't listen. The healthy friends listen. The unhealthy friends, which are fake friends, frenemies, they interrupt and they have their own agenda and plan. Like I say, the psychopath doesn't care what you believe, what you think, what your boundaries are. They just keep crossing them and seeing how much you'll put up with, call you names, curse you out. And if you put up with it, they think, oh, I could do anything. No, maybe some of us are just testing you to see how far you'll go and let you destroy yourself and let God take vengeance, you know, until you say, I'm done. Don't call me, don't text me, don't knock on the door, don't come by the house, don't waste my time. When you finally, after you study them for about 6 months, you already know their character, because people don't change. They work according to their character, you know. Can the leopard change its spots? No. Can the psychopath, narcissistic Jezebel change their spots? No. They always reveal what they are.